The birds are preaching the Dharma tonight. Here we are sitting together with the windows open. I hope folks are okay, not too cold. Quite a thing to be able to do this now and hear the birds singing and the trees are just blossoming forth. It is really spring and so beautiful. It's lovely to sit here this evening with you all, to be in each other's presence, in each other's practice, to be woven into each other's practice in this intimate way, to be stepping together, sitting together, really forming one body as we walk through the meditation hall, feeling our connectedness, our innate connectedness, which is so deep and profound when we begin to really become aware of just how interwoven we all are. There are some beautiful lines in the chant that we did today. We read, "Those who greatly realize delusions are Buddha, guidance, and Shikantaza," a passage by Okumura. And in that passage, there's a line that says, "True reality is beyond judgments. There is no way to conceive of being a Buddha or of being enlightened. Yet without trying to be a Buddha and without trying to become enlightened, in Zazen, we just keep settling more and more deeply into immeasurable reality." I want to really pause here with this sentence. There is no way to conceive of being a Buddha or of being enlightened. And yet we try so hard, don't we? We try so hard to conceive of who and what we are supposed to be, and we try to conceive of what our meditation is supposed to look like, and we judge our practice. We say, "Oh, tonight my practice is very good. I'm so with it." And other nights we say, "My practice is so sloppy. I just keep thinking things, and I'm so lost." Well, maybe to be lost is just fine. There's a beautiful koan. The Book of Equanimity, case 20, reads, "The monk Fayen was going on pilgrimage. Master Daizeng said, 'Where are you going?' Fayen said, 'On pilgrimage.' Daizeng said, 'Why?' Fayen said, 'I don't know.' Daizeng said, 'Not knowing is most intimate.'" Where are you going? Where are we hoping to go in this practice? It seems like so much of our life can be spent groping and searching for the next thing that's going to bring us peace and make us happy. If I can get this job, this next job, if I can get out of the job I'm in, if I can get that new car, have a partner, find a partner, get a better house, et cetera, et cetera. Quite a habit mind that we cultivate from a very young age in this market-driven society to find the next thing that's going to make us happy. And we're all susceptible to it. We're all swimming in it. None of us are above this. And that's okay. There's no fault in that. That's just part of being a human being, and it's fundamental. It's woven into our physiology. We need to eat. If I could get some food, I would no longer be starving. Yes, if I could get some sleep. So, of course, there's even some truth in some of this longing. Our job sitting here is not to get rid of the mental formations of the mind. These are our pilgrimages that we go on day in and day out, moment after moment, on pilgrimage, seeking. And often what happens when we come to practice Zen is that it's just another form of the same old thing. You say, well, I have a busy mind, so I'm going to make it open. So we start, you know, aiming in that direction as if we know what enlightenment is. I know what it is. I've got it all figured out, so I'm going to aim that direction. The teaching that we receive again and again is that we cannot know. We can't know what enlightenment is with our mind. It's not like there's a conceptual map that it maps onto. It's just too vast, too present, too ephemeral, too shape-shifting to be pinned down, and it includes everything. It includes our delusion. Realizing delusions is enlightenment. But we keep thinking, well, I'll just get rid of them all. And in this way, we get lost. We keep aiming towards something other than what we are, most fundamentally. Zen offers a new possibility. What if we stop aiming towards something other than what we are and simply practice waking up to what we are right now? Of course, this is a practice. It's not something that we attain once and it's resolved and done. That's the other wonderful, great mythology of this tradition. And then so-and-so was awakened. And we imagine that that becomes a permanent state that someone achieves, and that's that. It's done. But awakening is a practice. I've heard it said that love isn't something we feel. Love is something we do. Awakening isn't something we do. Awakening is something that we are. We already are. We don't have to aim toward it. The arrow is already an arrow, whether or not it hits its mark. There is no mark. Wherever you land, this is it. It's already happening. Not so bad, is it? Here we are. No need to fix yourself or fix anything. Sitting here on the cushion, receiving this immeasurable reality, punctuated by bird songs and the chattering of a monkey. That's me. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter what I say. This is it. This is it. This is it. There's nowhere to go. Nothing to do, nothing to become, nothing to get rid of. Welcome to your life, right here.
utterly reliable.
Rumi says, beyond good and bad, there is a field. I will meet you there. Sure, there's good and bad. Sure, there's right and wrong. And there's also immeasurable reality. Meeting you every moment, holding us every moment. We cannot be separated from it. The greatest delusions in the world cannot separate us from immeasurable reality. Let them come, let them go. No problem. Just little ripples on an ocean of presence. It's like the present is always singing, singing, singing. And we say, no, no, this can't be it. I gotta be something else. I just gotta get rid of this thing and fix this other thing, and then I'll have, you know, some true version of reality, truer than what I'm already in. Well, that's just another thought bubble from the cartoon character of your mind. Just be here. Feel the breath, the sensations of your body. Hear the whoosh of cars in the distance. Feel the pull of the moon on your blood. It's all here, right now. Not knowing is most intimate. Not knowing is most intimate.